Today's share in the Deir Shemishal Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Dalid Omud Beis, and we're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, still in Simon Shin Tes Vav, which deals with the halachos of various temporary ohels of temporary construction. And we begin at the very top line, Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Talis Kefula, you have some sort of a folded type of a garment. This talis over here does not mean a talis like we think of a talis, but it means some sort of a cloth. So you have a folded garment over here. It's folded over. Shahayu alav chutin. It has some strings coming out of it. Shahayu satluya behem the erev Shabbos. And it's hung up over this type of a bar, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, that's connecting two walls. So it's slung over some sort of a bar, somewhat like a curtain over a doorway. Mutulintosa umutu lefarka. A person is allowed to go and hang it up or take it down on Shabbos. V'cheina parochas. And the same thing would apply to a curtain on some sort of a chest or an aron. This is permitted to be done on Shabbos. Now this is again a somewhat complicated physical structure over here that we're talking about, and the Mishnah Berurah explains it in Siv Katan Lamed Zayin. I hope it makes it clear. The Mishnah Berurah says, we're talking here about some sort of a folded garment. Shenos no al hamot, hanosun bein shnei ksalim. You have some sort of a moat. A moat is like a pole or a bar that's between two walls. And you have this garment, this folded garment, slung over it. Ushnei roshe hakefel, mishuloshin umagin loritz. And the two ends over here of the garment are hung over the bowl, over the garment bar, and over here, and they hang down all the way to the ground. V'nichnos bein shnei kitzoseha, and the person enters, so to say, in between these two garment ends. V'yoshim ne'acham, and he hides under there, he sleeps over there to protect himself from the sun. So, haya asur lasus came to Shabbos. You would not be permitted to do this on Shabbos itself, the mikre ohel aroi, because this would be putting up a temporary roof on Shabbos. Upater avalasur. Now, it may not be an issur deraisa, but it's forbidden to do this as an issur derabbanan, as we've already learned previously, kimavur besiv ches. Now, the chiddush over here, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is what's different about this case than in siv ches. Ubal lomar, the mechab is telling us over here. If over here, when this garment was folded over here, and it was put up on this pole on Erev Shabbos, it had some hanging strings over here. They allow by pulling on these strings to stretch it out over here to its ends. Then mutter leposhta b'Shabbos. In this situation, you would be allowed to extend it out on Shabbos. I'll call orech hamot. You could slide it to go across the entire pole from one end to the other end. That is permitted over here. The reasoning is vatam the kivin da'idei hachutin kal lemoshcha b'hen. Since it's easy because of these strings over here to pull it across the entire bar, hari keilu haisa talis prusa mikvar tefach me'erev Shabbos. It's considered as if it's already extended out a tefach before Shabbos started. And as we've learned previously, the heavy rock mosif alo al aroi v'shari the chanal b'sif beis. As we've already learned previously many times, starting from Sif Beis, this then would only be considered that you're adding on to an already existing roof, and that's Mosif adding on to a Ohel Aroi that's already present, and that's permitted. So by having these strings over here, you're allowed to keep on pulling the cloth across the rest of the bar, and that's not considered a problem of making an Ohel on Shabbos. As opposed to if it didn't have those strings, it would not be allowed. Furthermore, because of the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah says the Magen Avraham explains further. The Ma'ari here we're talking about Sha'achar Prisasa Lo Yieh Begaga Milamala Rochav Tefach. As you're extending it across the bar, it still doesn't go out sideways more than a Tefach. Vegam Lo Bepachos Mishalosh Samuch Legaba Rochav Tefach. And likewise, if it's hanging downward over a 3 Tefach drop, it doesn't extend out more than a tefach wide, which, as we pointed out previously, is not allowed. The Yesh Barochav Tefach, because if you do have extending out sideways more than a tefach, or even over a drop in 3 tefachim more than a tefach in the horizontal axis, havelei ka'ol kavua, that's like you're making into a permanent ohel, v'lo mahani achutin. In this situation, the fact that there are achutin over here to pull it across the entire bar, that doesn't help you if it's going to go extend out a tefach in the sideways direction. Again, it's a little bit complicated to explain this without showing you diagrams or showing you a physical demonstration, but I hope it made it clear. So Mishnah Berurah continues, and Sivkat Lamed Ches, and explains that this is permissible if you have these strings attached to this garment. Umutal afarka shekol ohel she'en bo mishum binyan, ein bo mishum stira. Since it's not considered over here a binyan over here, it's also not a problem of stira, and you can slide it open all the way, or you can slide it closed all the way, and it's not a problem. And the same halach applies, as we said, the mechabe v'chein haparoches. The same thing would apply to a curtain. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Ches explains, kolul bazeh, included in this halacha, gam vilon shelifnei ha-pesach. This would include some sort of a curtain that's in front of a doorway, and you'd be allowed to slide it across the entire doorway without it being a problem of opening or closing it on Shabbos. And he says, ayin the Magen Avraham, dahai v'chein, that which we said over here, and similarly the halacha applies to a paroches, lav davku. It's not specific over here that it had to be v'chein. The Shari Bazeh, here it would be permissible, even if there were no strings over here, you'd be allowed to slide this curtain across the entire length of the doorway on the pole that it's based on. Because here, this is not a roof. Over here, it's really a mechitza. It's not a roof, and therefore, this would be permissible even if you didn't have the strings attached to it. Baal Migdol Oz b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel. Now, based upon what the Migdol Oz brings down the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and likewise, the chain who befeirish Rabbeinu Chananel shelofneinu shiotzi mikrov la'ar. The Mishnah was writing that the Rabbeinu Chananel himself was published at this time, and they now have the identical idea that the Migdol Oz brought down in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. They could see it in the Rabbeinu Chananel himself. He disagrees with this idea that we just explained, the Magen Avraham's idea, and the Migdal Oz, the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, and the Rabbeinu Chananel himself, they say that you need to have the strings in this situation for the parochas as well. And Yoser Tov Lomar Da Rambam, Bal Halachazu, Nami Sviru Leik Rabbeinu Chananel. And the source of this halach, which is the Rambam, is actually interpreted the same way as the Rabbeinu Chananel interpreted over here. For Asi Shaper, Miles V'chein Kiposhte. And therefore, the words V'chein fit in very, very well. Just like in terms of the garment over here on this pole, you need to have the strings attached to allow it to go and be spread out. So too over here, for the parochas, the same din applies. That's the understanding of the Rabbeinu Chananel and the Rambam. And the Vilna Gaon also explains it in this fashion. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, ach, ledina, ein nafkamina bezeh. Practically, there is no difference between these two understandings, whether it has the strings or not. The mukach me'atur shar poskim, the mutu lislos b'chol gabne. Because basically, the Torah brings down, as well as other poskim, that you'd be allowed to go hang this over here in any event. V'chein mukach me'aramah le'el b'sif aleph b'agah. And likewise, the Ramah in Sif Aleph over there states, the kivan shlo nasis lahatir ein shum iser la. Since it's not over here being matir something by making this mechitz over here, it would be permissible anyway, there is no iser. Furthermore, Kos of Magen Avraham, the mechitza asui lahatir, as opposed to a mechitza which is made for a purpose of now permitting something, for example, it makes it into a third wall, or it makes it for a sukkah, or it makes it into an area now that's enclosed, shepasak ha-shulchan aruch le'el b'sif alav di osu la'asos b'shabbos. That, we said, is not allowed to be done on Shabbos. That is applicable even if it does have the strings attached to it. However, he does bring down, and in the Shaar HaTzion, Os Memches, this is brought down the name of Tosefes Shabbos, V'yesh Shemekilim Azeh. There are those that are mekil in this situation. Again, this is another complicated sif. I hope it was said over clearly. Sif Yud Aleph. The Mechaber continues and he writes, Kilas Chasanim. If you have a canopy type of a bed, as we'll see, that's made with a bar going from the head to the foot, and then you hang the canopy over that bar. So this kilas chasanim, she'ein begaga tefach, this bar that goes across, which has the cloth over it, doesn't extend out a tefach. And likewise, on the slanting part that goes down from this canopy top, it goes at such a steep angle that it doesn't go out at tefach within the first three tefachim from the top. So then, since the whole purpose of this canopy bed is to have such a type of canopy on it, you're allowed to go and put the canopy on it and take the canopy off it on Shabbos. But it can't hang down all the way to the ground. It has to be at least a tefach above the bottom of the bed. Let's explain this further in the Mishnah Berurah that we're going to now learn. Sivkot Mem, the Mishnah Berurah writes, this kiles chasanim is made up eitz echod omed l'rosh hamita. You have this wooden bar over here that's going from the head of the bed, gavoa mehamita, it's above the bed, obviously, v'chein omed eitz b'margalos hamita, and you have the other bar ending up going to the foot. So this bar is going from the head to the foot. Umot nosen aleihem, and you have this pole going over here from the headboard to the footboard, so to say. Uparish al hamot vilon godol, and you put some sort of a curtain over here on top of this pole. Ushnei roshin, and the two sides, so to say, that you go down on this canopy bed. Yordi mikan mikan, go down to the left and to the right of the bar that's going from the head to the foot. Kimin ohel al pnei kolamita, and you end up having over here sort of like a roof, an ohel over here on top of the canopy bed. This is the canopy of the canopy bed. Sivkot mem aleph. Hol shi misukenis. What does that mean? Pirush. Shehechina lekach mi bojom. The purpose of this canopy bed is just that, the canopy. And since this is set up before Shabbos, v'lochein shari b'zeh, therefore it's permitted to use it on Shabbos, av b'shelo yuchutin keruchin ole amir of Shabbos, even though there are no strings, so to say, that you can draw the canopy bed from one end to the other, it nevertheless is permitted over here. But if it hasn't been set up before Shabbos, so then it's not permitted. As we've already explained, that that's not allowed. Because even an old that doesn't have in its top flat roof part a tefach is still not allowed to be done at Shabbos, unless it had these strings on it Erev Shabbos, as we just learned in Sif Tes V'chanal. Sivkot Membeis. The Mishnah Berurah explains the statement that we made in the Mechaber, V'hu shlotei mishuleshes me'al hamita tefach, that we're talking here that this canopy part doesn't come down to a tefach above the mita. What exactly does that mean? Those were the literal translation of the word. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Atam, the reasoning is over here. T'kivin shihi mishuleshes me'al hamita tefach b'zikifa, li'achar kalos ha'shipua. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us over here, after the slanting part of the canopy, at some point, it drops straight down vertically. If that is an entire tefach, hari le hai tefach mechitza, now that vertical aspect of the canopy, it's no longer on a slant, it's now a straight vertical line dropping down. If that is a tefach, that therefore now functions as a mechitza. And therefore, the entire slanting part that went from the top bar, the canopy part, all the way where it's slanted down, and now it's dropping vertically. There's no x-axis over here. It's pure y-axis coming down. If that is a straight tefach down, so now the entire slanted part of the canopy is now functioning as a roof, as a gag. And that now would be halachically considered an ohel. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Miu, mita didon, our beds, she'ein kilo aleh, she'parsen ala sadin. Our beds don't have this canopy type structure over them. And now when you put the sheet, so to say, over the bed, even though the sheet's going to hang out over the side of the bed and it's going to drop down a tefach, that's not at all a concern over here. And the reasoning is, that it's on the bed itself and now it's hanging over the side of the bed, lo mikre ohel. That's because there is no ohel over here. There's nothing between the bed and the sheet that it's an ohel. The sheet is an ohel over the bed. And therefore, the hanging down over the side doesn't constitute a mechitza in this situation. We'll now begin Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber tells us, Hanote paroches v'chayotziba. If a person wants to spread out some sort of a paroches, some sort of a curtain, or anything like this, he has to be very careful. Certainly, Zohar. Shelo yase ohel b'shar shenote. You have to be careful that as you spread it out, you don't make it into a roof, make it into an ohel as you're spreading it out. The practical ramification of this is as follows. Lefikoch, im hi paroches gedola, if it is a very large curtain over here, tolin osor shnaim, two people are allowed to go and take it. However, avol echad osor, but one person would not be allowed to do this. Now we'll have to explain what this exactly is talking about. So if you go to the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Gimel, he says as follows. Hanote parochas, you're spreading out this parochas. This is based upon the language of the Rambam. Kol zehu l'shon ha-Rambam. Usfirulei, he holds. Da'av shemistoma yeshalel chutim miberv shabbos, shi'itlui behen. He's talking here about something, obviously, that has strings coming out from it, and it's hung up, so to say, already beforehand on Erev Shabbos, the lav hochi also little osel l'daito. So certainly you wouldn't be able to hang this up on Shabbos, as we've already pointed out, k'mo shekasa v'shulchan aruch b'sif yud, as we've already learned early in today's share, and was brought to by Mishnah Berurah. Nevertheless, here, afilu hochi tzorach lizor b'zeh, even here with the strings on it, you have to be very, very careful. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Mem Dalet, when you're spreading this out, b'shar shenote, klomar, the b'shar sha'osek b'tliyosa, at the time that you're hanging it up, derechu shemiskapeles ma'at me'rochbo. It's very usual over here for it to become folded over on itself a little bit. And if this folded over part is actually a tefach, so then you've essentially constructed over here an ohel, which would not be allowed. Now, there are many Dirshu footnotes on the previous Amud, as well as over here, which discuss the opinion of the Chazon Ish, which seems to be different than that of the Mishnah Berurah, and one should look in all of the Dirshu footnotes from the previous daf and footnote number 90 over here as well to see the Chazon Ish's opinion. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Mem Hey, but two people are allowed to stretch this out, one person is not. The reasoning is, D'shtayim yichol miloso kulo kiyechot shlo tiskapel, because two people can make sure that none of it gets folded over. One person, when he's doing this, it's physically not going to guarantee that it won't get folded over, and then there'd be a problem making it into an ohel. And therefore, one should abstain from doing this on Shabbos, because you are potentially going to make it into an ohel in this situation. Im Yitz Hashem, we will continue with discussion as we finish off Sif Yud Beis in tomorrow's shir. That will conclude today's shir.